Ireland by Frances Ledwidge. I called you by sweet names, by wood and lynn. You answered not because my voice was new, and you were listening for the hands of Finn and the long hosts of Lu. And so I came unto a windy height and cried my sorrow, but you heard no wind, for you were listening to small ships in flight and the wail on hills behind. And then I left you, wandering the war, armed with will from distant goal to goal, to find you at the last free as of yore, or die to save your soul. And then you called to us from far and near, to bring your crown from out the deeps of time. It is my grief, your voice I couldn't hear in such a distant clime.
I Saw from the Beach by Thomas Moore. I saw from the beach when the morning was shining, a bark o'er the waters move gloriously on. I came when the sun from that beach was declining, the bark was still there, but the waters were gone. And such is the fate of our lives' early promise, so passing the springtide of joy we have known, each wave that we danced on at morning ebbs from us and leaves us at eve on the bleak shore alone. Ne'er tell me of glories serenely adorning the close of our day, the calm eve of our night. Give me back the wild freshness of morning. Her clouds and her tears are worth evening's best light.
The Wind That Shakes the Barley by Catherine Tynan. There's music in my heart all day. I hear it late and early. It comes from fields afar away, the wind that shakes the barley. Above the uplands drenched with dew, the sky hangs soft and pearly. An emerald world is listening to the wind that shakes the barley. Above the bluest mountain crest, the lark is singing rarely. It rocks the singer into rest, the wind that shakes the barley. Oh, still through summers and through springs, it calls me late and early. Come home, come home, come home, it sings, the wind that shakes the barley.
He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven by W.B. Yeats. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, inwrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams.
After Death by Fanny Parnell. Shall mine eyes behold thy glory, O my country? Shall mine eyes behold thy glory, or shall the darkness close around them ere the sunblaze break at last upon thy story? When the nations ope for thee their queenly circle, as sweet new sister hail thee, shall these lips be sealed in callous death and silence that have known but to bewail thee? Shall the ear be deaf that only love thy praises, when all men their tribute bring thee? Shall the mouth be clay that sang thee in thy squalor, when all poets' mouths shall sing thee? Ah, the harpings and the salvos and the shoutings of thy exile sons returning, I should hear, though dead and mouldered, and the grave damps should not chill my bosom's burning. Ah, the tramp of feet victorious, I should hear them mid the shamrocks and the mosses, and my heart should toss within the shroud and quiver as a captive dreamer tosses. I should turn and rend the sere cloths round me. Giant sinews I should borrow, crying, oh, my brothers, I have also loved her in her loneliness and sorrow. Let me join with you the jubilant procession. Let me chant with you her story. Then, contented, I shall go back to the Shamrocks. Now mine eyes have seen her glory.